Today is Thursday, April 4th, and you are listening to Current 2, brought to you by Just Bagels, in must-know news. Disney resolved a months-long battle with billionaire investor Nelson Peltz, who sought to oust CEO Bob Iger due to unchanging stock value and plans to add more diverse content. In a vote yesterday, shareholders denied board seats to Peltz and his allies. Now Disney is on the hunt for a new CEO, and let's hope the fifth time's the charm and Iger finally gets that long-overdue retirement. Prosecutors in Trump's classified documents case challenged the judge's jury instruction, affirming that Trump had legal authority to retain government documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate. Special Counsel Jack Smith called Judge Cannon's instructions, quote, fundamentally flawed, and is arguing that the Presidential Protections Act does not allow Trump to keep highly classified documents at his personal residence. And an update to the bird flu story. The largest fresh egg producer in the U.S. detected the disease in chickens at its Texas and Michigan plants. Cal-Maine Foods Incorporated halted production and exterminated roughly 1.6 million exposed hens, which is sure to cost them a bomb. There is no known bird flu risk associated with eggs currently on the market, and no recalls have been issued. In other notable news, Ukrainian President Zelensky lowered the nation's draft age from 27 to 25 on Tuesday. This decision hopes to strengthen Ukraine's war efforts against Russia, but could face backlash from citizens. Uganda's constitutional court ruled on Wednesday to reject the nullification of their anti-gay law that would subject those who commit aggravated homosexuality to the death penalty. The earthquake that hit Taiwan on Wednesday morning has claimed the lives of at least 9 people and has injured over 1,000. 70 workers were also stranded inside rock quarries but have since been reported as safe. And LSU star player Angel Reese has used her recent photo shoot for Vogue magazine to announce that she has declared for the WNBA draft. The announcement comes just 2 days after the end of her season with a loss against Caitlin Clark and Iowa. A word from our sponsor, Bagels. Bagels? Bagels. Nah, Just Bagels. Get them for 10% off today using our code NEWS at justbagels.com. Happy Thursday, everybody, and thank you for listening to Current 2, the easy way to stay informed.